another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Eddie Greer, your host for this, the other K-State podcast. We cover all things K-State athletic-wise right here in Manhattan, Kansas, folks. Right on into the postcast last night recording on the middle of this week of Hump Day, Wednesday, January 25th, 2022. On this Wednesday night, 24 hours ago, yes, K-State on the short end of Farmageddon on the basketball court on the road in Ames, falling to 12th-ranked Iowa State. And like the commentator mentioned, I mean, yes, you look at it and say, yep, you got upset by 12th-ranked Iowa State, but there's no easy night in the Big 12, and that rang true once again for your team, K-State. Falling by four in the Cyclones last night, and that dropped them from, and really K-State did really help themselves, in my opinion, last night. Look, I mean, down 10, Iowa State went on that run early in that second half, and like, they're slowly trying to wrestle away this game away from K-State, but here comes Marquise Noel, and the college commentator said it. Sorry, I forgot his name. I can't remember his name, but they're pretty, kind of in my opinion, my top three commentators when it comes to Big 12 basketball pairing, by the way. Anyways, but yeah, sorry, I can't remember his name right now. But they were talking about, or he was talking about Marquise Noel not going down without a fight. Yes, New York City, Mr. New York City on Twitter, Marquise Noel. Led to come back there. This could have been easily flipped the other way around. This was two top 15 teams. And again, going back to what I said here before I got into the whole Mr. New York City with Marquise Noel. K-State, this is an opportunity that you already beat. And I said this prior to this ball game, said that K-State had an opportunity to really steer away, seize control of the Big 12, and we wouldn't be talking about, we need to come into the season talking about that. But here, the opportunity laid out in front of them. Obviously, you knew what you're going to get. Raucous crowd, Iowa State saying all these profanity words. Not going into that right now. Iowa State, you knew what you're going to get from them. Iowa State, you know, they got upset. You knew Iowa State was your best shot. And this game could have been easily went the other way. If K-State, and you heard multiple players, Marquise Noel, some of the folks on K-State Twitter talked about you making plays here or there. This is your game to win. And if you would have beat Iowa State last night, you would have really possessed control of the conference heading in after the SEC Big 12 Challenge this Saturday. Right, but that's a huge missed opportunity. I mean, we all know the Big 12 is top to bottom tough as nails. The best conference in all-cost basketball. I don't care. ACC might be up there, but by far, hands down. And there might be a little bias in there, but I've been watching K-State basketball. And really, since I've landed here in the state of Kansas, Big 12 ball for as long as I have been up here, you're getting good games every night, right down the wire, just like this one. K-State has been in nail biters, really, since Big 12 play started. And you can probably say the same thing, that all these games that we won could go the other way as well. So, like the overtime Baylor, we could have lost that game. Not trying to be a double downer, but that's the truth. I mean, a couple plays here, a mistake here, a couple plays here, a couple plays there, and hey, we might be looking at something different, right? So you knew going this matchup. Now, obviously, Farmageddon, you think about football and the rivalry between us and Iowa State, but my goodness, when this number pulled out, I was stunned. This match was the 246th time these two teams met on the basketball court. Are you serious? Woo! So that's the number of this podcast that I'm going to go back to, is 246 meeting last night. K-State, they had a chance to win it, but again, what is the issue? And it stems back to last year's Bruce Weber, and really the latter part of Bruce Weber era, right? Rebounding. And even Jerome Tame mentioned it prior to the game. We got to rebound the basketball. This has been, and shout out to Kim Tang, and I don't want to get this wrong. I believe that's Coach Jerome's mother, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong on that, but hey, you can correct me. But she's on Twitter. She's a hoot to follow on social media. She's a hoot to follow. So definitely, you may want to make sure you want to follow her on Twitter every time K-State hits the court there. I won't be on Twitter that much because I will be at the game on Saturday, but in Bramlage, and hopefully that place will be rocking. It's been a long minute since I've been in Bramlage with the men's team, because earlier, again, I mentioned this earlier, sorry I'm rehashing it, but earlier this or last semester I was there in there with the fam at the women's game. So it's gonna be a total different atmosphere, especially with everything around Keontae Johnson storyline, just everything around that. It's gonna be some scene in there. Can't wait to get in there with the craziest fans in the nation. But back to this game, trying to put a bow in this game. Yes, we lost the game by 4. Again, this could have been a coin flip here. Missed opportunities for rebounds. We're getting killed on the glass yet again by another team. And I guess you're looking at, this could be the storyline here for the rest of the conference play, rebounding. And I think Cole Manbeck also tweeted something in relation to this. All the points, that second chance points that the Cyclones got, resulted in points. It just cannot happen. It's the main difference in the game. And free throw shooting, my goodness, the free throw shooting was atrocious last night for K-State. And before I get in the free throw line, of course, there was all this talk about Iowa State not allowing an opponent in Ames Magic that allows 70 points. Well, K-State reached that billing and passed that in a losing effort there. So there's that. But hey, the Cyclones and the Wildcats have something in common. That's being unbeaten in their respective buildings in 2022-23 as well. I want to take a look back at free throw shooting here. Hopefully I have it here, because there are missed points there as well. You make 3/4 of these free throws, you win this ball game. Shout out Cam Carter. Really came out of the house of fire in this game. And Cam Carter really kept the ship afloat in the first half there with, I believe, 11 points. Am I not mistaken there? He had a big first half there. Otherwise, we trail big. If not for that, it was his first half play in this ball game here. I'm sorry, I'm looking at... And yes, the turnovers as well. Turnovers, also a key thing in this one as well. Marquise Noel and Keontae Johnson lately have had butterfingers lately hanging on to the basketball and getting stolen away by opponents there and taking it in, like Texas Tech. Same thing happened there. They have to clean that up somehow. Yes, we're one of the best duos in the Big 12 there, but they got to clean up the ball handling skills there, or at least hanging on to the basketball. Because every time it seemed like Keontae Johnson touched it, it was getting stolen. Marquise Noel, same thing. Wow, turnovers there. But even Noel kind of made up for it by getting his own there as well. I'm trying to look at the free throws, because that, to me, it was a stat in this game. And I might not get it here. I'll probably have to research it for the or I'll also bring it up in the weekly podcast come up here this week, looking ahead to Florida on Saturday here. Yeah, I can't find it right now. But, yeah, they were really bad from the free throw line there in this game. Wish I really had the stat there as well. But Marquise Noel here, tied for game high, 23 points, 9 assists, 2 rebounds. He had a few steals in this one as well. 38 minutes play, 6 of 17 from the field. Keontae Johnson, 15 and 10. Fourth double-double of 2022-23 campaign for him. Yours truly, 6 of 12. Not yours truly, but Keontae anyways. But over from downtown, Marquise Noel, 80%, 4 or 5 from three. Every time K-State needed a big bucket in the second half, Marquise Noel was the answer in this one. And then Ish Mashud, leader off the bench, and he is really feeling it right now. 13 points last night. Also hit 4 threes from downtown. 4 of 5, 4 of 6 shooting. All 4 of his makes were from the three-point arc there in that ball game as well. He ended up fouling out of this game. Tyke Green, 2 points, and Desi Stills getting the goose egg of the night. Nothing from your sixth man. You got to have something from him. Yeah, somebody, shout out to Twitter, somebody put out that you score 24 against KU to lead the upset, and then, that was last week, last Tuesday night, and then, of course, now you get nothing from him in the point game. That's got to change right there. That's got to change right there. Big game Desi was not big game Desi last night. Nothing from him on the bench there, and you get total of 15 off the bench. You get something, a little bit something from Desi, who knows? See, it's something here, something there. Okay, we might be looking at a different result here for sure, and I definitely agree with Cole Manbeck and a few others. I think I'm not giving Iowa State a lot of credit. I'm not giving Iowa State credit because K-State left a lot of points, in my opinion, on the table there in this game. A few plays out there. But yes, Iowa State, they did beat us. Yeah, they beat us last night. But look, K-State left some points out there on the table, but some plays here and there. They didn't play their best last night. And the Reeds match in Bramlett's going to be something. I definitely see a different result when these two teams reconvene for their rematch next month. Exactly. I believe it's the weekend of my daughter's birthday, I believe. Which is the 18th. I'm not sure, but I might be right on that. I'll double check on that as well. But I want to pull something here from Jerome Tang here. Let's see. Whoop. Yeah, so I'm going to pull something from him. Obviously, the last time prior to the Iowa State game, TCU, they got blown apart by TCU. I thought this was a little bit better effort, but again, some misplays by the Cats in this one. Quote from Coach Tang here real quick here before we wrap this postcast up. This is another postcast edition. Eddie Greer, the Pro Project Podcast. 5th-ranked K-State goes down to 12th-ranked Iowa State on the road last night in another Big 12-game thriller right down the wire, 80-76. Coach Tang, quote, "I just thought we competed. You know, we stayed together, and we didn't let their runs get out of character. The way we really improved was in preparation that we didn't get giddy because we won a couple of games. We realized we had to keep improving and staying focused and all that and just... just our preparation and our mental focus coming into this game was way better. Was, yeah. And then, you know, we executed much better as well." So, Cam, he also talked about Cam as well. yeah, shout out Whitney, to Whitney again here. One of the K-State fam on Twitter. And someone possibly on the future podcast, possibly. she called it out. I did not see this prior to the game. I saw it when I hopped on Twitter after the first TV timeout or something like that, and her tweet popped up saying Cam Carr is going to go off in this game. She was pretty much right, spot on that as well in this game. You hope to get more from Cam as well in this basketball game. So, we'll get the final line here right after this. Back on the Pro Project Podcast here. K-State falling to 17-3 after a loss last night on the road in their second Big 12 defeat in the conference play. And that was the result, dropped them behind Iowa State. Now, Iowa State now sitting in the conference with a little bit of a break. Because of the SEC Big 12 Challenge this weekend, and everything picks back up next week. Cam Carter, Eddie Greer, your host of the Pro Butcher Podcast. Cam Carter, 29 minutes, perfect from the field, and his only three in the game, which was early in that first half there. Result, 15 from Cam Carter in this ball game here. you hope to get some more of that. I know his priority is defense, but you hope to get more from him on the scoring game there, a little bit more on a consistent front there, and maybe this is the game that he can really build the confidence from this game. Wow, he was terrific last night. You don't get 11 from him in that first half, K-State might get rolled out of this game. We're pretty fortunate that we lost by 4 in this game, but Cam Carter, got to shout him out in this game as well. But yeah, Desi, he has to be a lot better off the bench. And the team, they'll have to regroup here in the anticipation of the Keyonte Johnson game, folks, coming on Saturday in Bramlage, folks. Florida comes calling to Bramlage. I have been excited for this game since it was rolled out, since the schedule rolled out. So I'll be at this game, and I can't wait to get in there with a packed house, which has been years since I've seen that thing packed. Bramlage packed, so ready to get back in there. And I wasn't too bummed out of this game at all. I was just like, you know, whatever. It's another game, another tough, close game in the Big 12. Another night in the Big 12, folks. So hopefully these guys can bounce back and take on a Florida team that's up and down, in my opinion, this year. But they do have one of the best bigs. And again, rebounding is going to be emphasis again, I'm pretty sure, here throughout the rest of the season. But again, K-State losing on the road to Iowa State. And now K-State now second in the Big 12 play behind Iowa State. You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast, which you can find wherever podcasts are found, folks. Whether that's Spotify, Apple Podcasts, you know what it is. Audio Boom, if I could talk, and a couple more podcasts and platforms as well. And make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast. And again, if you have a question for the host or for my co-host, Alex Aiden, you can find me on Twitter at Eddie_EG3 is the Twitter handle. Well, K-State lost another tough one last night. They'll look to bounce back against the Florida Gators in the SEC Big 12 Challenge on Saturday afternoon.